Chapter 5. Prosecutor Prime Drusus Unbound.
The voice is still there, whispering urgently at the back of my thoughts, but its power is gone. I'm no longer Drus Unaki, the man who lets Guldis burn. I am Drusus Unbound. I have been given a second chance. Sigmar's heralds follow my command, and I am trusted. Tylos has given me duty and hope, and by all the fire that burns in my wings, I will give him victory. We're flying so high that the anvil looks like a nest of knotted serpents, a poisonous tangle of guardians encircling the entire steppe with their crest of spine-like towers and countless crimson eyes. I lead my men into a dive, and as the ground rushes towards us, it's hard to remain calm. These are the towers that encircled Guldis and Tursus. These are the fires that burned down those ageless jasper halls. These are the serpents that took my life. The voices in my head grow louder, but I refuse to listen. As the final wisps of cloud part, I see the anvil appear in lurid detail. It's actually two walls. We are flying towards an outer curtain wall, protecting a space like the outer ward of a castle. 100 feet beyond that, a taller inner wall rises up into the clouds. Two parallel lines of impenetrable rock. The whole structure is mind-numbingly huge, and the towers that punctuate it are built around slender white spires like huge, petrified talons. I remember my purpose and look back at the outer wall. This will be easier than Tylos imagined. The guardians of the anvil are spilling out of their fortress. There are hundreds of the bare-chested berserkers we fought on the bridge, blood reavers, Tylos called them, but they are striding out into the darkness as though preparing for a hunt. From my vantage point, I can see my brother stormcasts advancing through the field of blades towards them, but the blood reavers are oblivious. I have to stifle my laughter. White metal flashes in my peripheral vision as Prosecutor Sardicus approaches. His golden mask reveals nothing, but I can hear his eagerness for battle. "Prosecutor Prime!" he calls out over the noise of the storm. "The Lord Celestin said we would find the right moment to attack. Do we wait, or do we strike?" I look down at the blood reavers, still oblivious to the danger. "I say we warm things up a little in readiness for our commander." Divine light tears through my body and forms hammers in my palms. The sensation is terrifying and wonderful. I'm a conduit for pure, unshackled vengeance. "I say we bring them Sigmar's fire." I hurl the bolts down into the crowd at the gate and throw myself after them, summoning celestial fire from my fingers as I go. A chorus of war cries greets my words as my men dive too. A storm of light flies past me, slamming into the blood reavers. As I near the ground, it erupts with dozens of detonations. The blood reavers are so close I can see the shock on their brutal, scarred faces, followed by outright fear. I hurl another pair of hammers, filling the gateway with a plume of crimson dust. Then, seconds before crashing into the ground, I swoop back up towards the clouds, screaming Sigmar's wrath as the wind howls through my helmet. And the others do the same. When we reach a safe distance, we pause to look down at our work. The ground before the gate is a mess of charred craters, filled with wounded and dead. 20 or so of the blood reavers fail to rise, and many of those that do are carrying terrible injuries. They slam the gates behind them, but remain outside to roar and howl at us. Our attack has distracted them from the golden phalanx that is emerging from the field of blades. Before the blood reavers have the chance to ready a defence, Tylos and the others crash into them, driving them back across the craters and bodies. I lead my men over the outer wall to see how many blood reavers are inside the gate. As we near the battlements, I see movement and pause. At first I think it must be more blood reavers, but the battlements themselves are moving, coming to life. Shapes I mistook for gargoyles and grotesques rear their heads, and twisted creatures of chaos rise from the stone, bellowing and snarling as they fix their gaze on Tylos and the others. As they draw back their heads like snakes preparing to strike, I sense a new kind of energy pooling around me. I realize what's going to happen, but too late. As I lead my men in another dive, aiming for the monsters on the wall, they unleash a torrent of blood from their crumbling jaws. Some of the crimson liquid hits us, but most pours down on Tylos and the others. They raise their shields seconds before they vanish inside a mushroom of red flame. "For Sigma!" I cry, launching a furious volley of thunderstrikes at the wall. My retinues follow suit, and several of the stone creatures explode. There are still dozens left intact, though, and ignoring us, they vomit another tide of crimson at Tylos. The dome of red fire burns so brightly that I have to look away. One of my prosecutors tumbles through the clouds, his armor trailing smoke and sparks as he tries to right himself. I order Sardicus to his aid and lead the rest in another dive, blasting the stone monsters with so many hammer blows that the air starts to warp under the strain. Another of the demonic shapes topples, and I look back to the figures below. The red cloud dissipates, and there, scorched but unbowed, stands Tylos. At first I think no one has been harmed, but as Tylos leads his warriors forward to clash again into the Blood Reavers, I see that several of the storm casts are left sprawled on the ground, their armor warped into odd liquid shapes. I hear terrible cries of pain as the metal eats into their ruptured bodies. Then lightning spears past me, enveloping them in white heat. When the light dims, the bodies have vanished. We dive to join the battle, but Tylos needs little help. The columns of light have ignited something in him. He crashes through the Blood Reavers on Zarax, his armor blazing like a fallen star. For a moment I falter, awed by the sight of him. This is no longer a man. This is the God King made manifest. This is Sigmar bringing bloody redemption through Tylos's willing flesh.